Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I know I've spent most of 2024 talking about weddings because I had my own in early this year. The 10th annual Australian Wedding Industry Report has been released from Easy Weddings.
Right.
So every year they, you know, collate a whole bunch of data from people who are getting married in the last 12 months. And they talk about, you know, everything from how much couples are spending to how much guests are spending. And it turns out that this year in the report, wedding guests are spending 21% more than they did in the previous year.
Right.
So it got me thinking, what is the appropriate amount of money to give as a wedding guest?
Because wasn't the rule of thumb, it's kind of you,
like you cover your head.
You cover your meal.
Yeah.
So like if there's three of you going, that's three meals that the couple who are getting married is paying for you. So you're kind of in that realm.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I feel like vendors are charging a lot for meals of guests now.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so you're not really, well, and this, and then there's the argument from some people saying that, hey, if you want me to come to your wedding, like, I'm not going to pay for my seat. I don't want to pay a ticket to get into your wedding. I just want to come and, you know, give you a gift. Like, you know, we received so many beautiful gifts for our wedding. We did receive a lot more cash than we did gifts.
I was really surprised with the amount of plates we ended up at the end of our wedding.
Yeah,
just like
really?
Different type of serving plates.
Really?
I actually really got into it. I've got a special shelf for them.
We got a lot of chopping boards.
Oh, man, cool.
Many serving boards.
Do you want to add them to my shelf? Got plenty of room. I'm not getting married again, so I don't think I'm going to get more plates.
But I thought on 52232955, how much do you give for a wedding gift? Like, what is the average amount? Because, like, I think that, you know, I think it's like $200 minimum for a couple. Don't you?
Sorry. Got to remember that people are in different, like, wage brackets and those kind of things. Okay. So like, say you're like, let's hypothetically, let's create Graham. Graham's off there. Graham's getting married to Barry.
Graham and I have been great mates for many years.
Let's not say great mates. Let's say like that you're not in the top 40 of the people they've invited.
But sure.
You've worked with Graham.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, Jess, you can come. Of course you can bring your husband. Like you didn't invite Graham to your wedding.
Okay. Yep. So I don't know how much he would give a man.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
$200 in a card. I feel like that's bare
minimum.
Can
I have the card back that I gave you? I definitely didn't give you $200. I can't remember.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember. I
think you gave me more.
I opened the wallet and I was like, go for it. Yeah. Whatever you want. Have at it. You've got all of me. You might as well have the rest.
Okay, Scrooge McDuck.
$200 to me is, I would say, like, it's in that 1 to 150.
One
to 150.
Only
one.
Yeah,
so it's less than two. I know that your tax bracket, it's nice and high.
See, I feel like if I'm only going, if my husband's not invited, I'm still putting at least 150 just for me. Because I feel like one is not enough.
We have discussed on this show about, like, your where you're at with money. I don't think you fully understand.
But it's different if it's a close family member.
If it's like a family friend or like a family member.
No, but even like a cousin, like I'd probably put about like $300, $400, maybe even $500 in the card. If it's a cousin.
Well, what time are you arriving in your Maserati money bag? Stop flexing.
You don't want the wog embarrassment, Tim, of being like, oh God, like especially now I have a list of everything my cousins all gave me for my wedding. So now I can look at the list and be like, oh, they gave me $400. I'm going to up them. I'm going to go $500.
That is crazy. If I'm giving you $500 for your wedding, I've slept with your husband or wife, and it's a bribe to keep you quiet. That's absolutely wild.
Some weddings would be $250 a head, though. 52232955. How much money do you give for a wedding gift?
I cannot comprehend this. This is wild. Maddie from Grovedale's giving us a call. Maddie, how much do you think you should give for a wedding gift? Whether it's like physical money or like a value of a gift?
Well, it's actually a rule in my family that you only give a gift if you think the couple's going to stay together.
Wow, I like that.
It's a good system.
It is a power move to give them cash and be like, good luck.
I think you're going to stay together $100 worth.
I mean, that is so.
Have people started figuring out this system, Maddie?
Yeah, my nan made it, and she was a pretty cutthroat lady. So she was pretty honest about whether she thought you were going to stay together or not. And to be fair, she wasn't wrong her entire life.
Oh!
Isn't that so scary? Imagine you, like, say you're one of the grandkids, you get married, your nana gives you money instead mm-hmm. of the gift, and then you're immediately starting to overthink
yeah.
your marriage, which has just begun. Okay, Maddie, that is brutal.
Good Lord.
Donna in Corio has also given us a call. Donna, how much do you think you should be giving at a wedding?
Look, in all honesty, I'd only be doing like $50 to $100.
Yeah, Donna.
Really, Donna?
Donna.
Like, Jess, you're nuts. Like, I wish I'd invited you to mine.
If I'm doing even I won't even let my husband put in a $50 note in the card. Like, we have to go to the bank and get like green notes out because I think it's embarrassing to put a $50. Like, I don't want to put a pineapple in a card. No way.
Oh no, I'm more fun than that. I'll do a dollar coin like all across and get one of those big cards.
That's very good,
Donna.
That's very good.
I think Jess is starting to slowly realize that money is of value.
Tim, Donna, you're not a wog, are you?
No, I'm not. No. But Jess, you ain't you've had kids, mate. There's yeah. no way you're lashing out that amount of money on someone's wedding when you can be spending that on your own kids.
But
there's not a chance.
Donna, I'm one of the cousins that got married first, so I've still got many, many cousins' weddings to attend. I'm going to be broke by the end of my family members
Honestly,
getting married.
At this rate,
you're not. You,
Donna, she deserves it. So let's not. Sit on that for too long. Appreciate that one, Donna. Donna's got a strong likelihood of being caller.
I'm scared of Donna.
She's going to be the caller of the week. Mark my words.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, I know we've just blasted this man and told him to get out of the studio, but I've actually grovelled and got Will from the newsroom to come back in. I just haven't left.
The song started and you said, actually, Will, can you stick around?
Yeah. I think this might be helpful if you're listening and you're looking at maybe, like, you know how as you like you get older in life, you go, all right, there's things that are helpful to me. I used to look at this and go, look, from a judgmental point, I think that's embarrassing. That you either do that, wear that, live your life that way. Like, you know,
examples?
Without giving away the thing that I want to talk about.
Sure, okay.
Maybe it's like, oh, dyeing my hair pink and having a mohawk. You go, sure. Look, not for me.
But go off, King.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. So I'm thinking, and I want to get everyone's thoughts on this. Bum bags,
okay,
seem like they could be pretty handy.
I'm on board. I'm immediately on board.
Now, I'm not talking about how young people wear them sideways, like your husband's trying to do.
Your husband went full Esche when we've been traveling. He loves a bum bag.
I'm not about that. I want to wear it
how it was intended to be worn.
How it was intended to be worn across the waist.
Yep.
I'm
still on board, Tim. I feel like you've become a father. And you've already got the Birks. You've got the shorts.
I had Birks before the boy.
I just think, finish off the ensemble and whack a bum bag on.
Will, you've been very
all you
quiet.
Need is like, all you need is like a pair of jeans, like blue denim jeans, and a polo shirt and tuck it into your blue denim jeans and put the bum bag on and then ride your new bike.
I have been.
With your son on the back.
Loving riding my bike lately.
Full dad. No, I'm all on board too. Initially, I was like, no, please no. And then I forgot you're turning into a proper dad.
I just don't. And here's the issue. I'm a man saying I don't have enough pockets on my clothes to be able to take everything I need these days.
I've known you since what? You were like 24? 25?
Yeah, around about
and
then.
And you've always been an 84-year-old man.
Thank you.
This hasn't changed. I think just own it. Who cares?
You really do look like a bum bagger.
Look like
you could pull it off.
do
look like someone who could.
Is it something where I, you know, if someone's listening and they want to, they because I feel like there's a bit of shame, there's a stigma with bum bags. And
what's
it's like,
the stigma?
It's not cool, it's not cool,
right?
That it is like a dorky thing to wear.
Is it about like wearing the bum bag, or is it you get to the register and you and start pulling out things from your bum bag?
I've just noticed lately that. When someone's like, oh, do you have your flybys? Do you have your V rewards or whatever?
Put it on your phone, you old man.
I don't like that.
You don't need a physical card anymore.
No, I don't like that at all. I just, and it's like, what? Doing the tap. Oh, is it in my backpack? I've got this. Because I found myself recently clipping my backpack around my waist.
Hang on a second. Are you going to start doing like backpack and bum bag combo?
Well, see, what I like about the backpack is that it can take multiple things. So like if sure. I have my packed lunch, I can put that in the backpack.
But, he's sounding cooler by the minute.
But I wouldn't put that in my bum bag. That'd be absolutely ridiculous.
You can like clip your keys.
Oh, the carabiner.
Yes.
Ooh, damn, I've never been a
carabiner.
And
then you need
guy.
One of those like mobile phone straps that the old men used to put on their belt.
Well, I don't need a carabiner because I've got an Orbit key and it all my keys like line into one single key.
Okay. How much money are you getting from Orbit for that?
Oh, is that a brand? I thought that's what they were all called. I wouldn't be good at being a brand ambassador if you're listening. I think if you're listening and you're thinking maybe taking that step to getting a bum bag, I just wanted to put it out there and say, hey, I think it's cool too.
I just think you've never cared about what anyone says about you before.
Yeah.
You're going around wearing linen pants these days. Just whack a bum bag on. Who cares?
Oh, this is true.
It's an exciting time to be alive. I love my life.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, would you say that sayings, like common sayings, are one of your strengths?
God. Not at all. It's like my brain has reached capacity and sayings are the things that are just falling out and I just can't get them.
And usually you mix a couple together, like, you know.
Get them backwards.
That's how the teddy bears got their biscuit. And it's like.
That is the saying.
No. Teddy bears have their picnic. That's how the cookie crumbles.
I feel like everyone gets what I'm trying to say.
Sure, exactly. And so like a lot of the time your sayings are like almost there, but not quite. And I saw this teacher on TikTok. She'd actually done a exercise with her like grade 1-2 students.
Sure.
And she'd given them a whole bunch of common sayings and just given them the first half and let them finish the second half.
All right.
Let's test my buddy Timmy, my 30-year-old buddy Timmy, and see how he does in a very similar kind of exercise.
Okay, let's do it. What do we got?
I'm going to throw half of a saying at you, and I just need you to finish off the sentence, okay?
Should I sit on it, or should I try and...
I think just go straight into it.
All right.
Okay. Keep your friends close.
And your enemies closer.
Yeah!
I know that one.
Okay,
because I work with mine.
Unnecessary. Okay, hope for the best.
Expect for the worst.
I'll give it to you. But prepare for the worst. Oh. Yeah.
Hope for
but
the
expect for the worst. It's not really English.
No, it's not.
It was good. It was good. Good try. I'll pay it. The early bird
gets the worm.
Yes. The grass is always greener.
On the other side.
See, you do know them, Tim.
I'm a genius.
The squeaky wheel.
Oh, squeaky wheel is... Squeaky wheel gets... squeaky wheel... No, oh, come on. Squeaky wheel. It's oiled. It's... The squeaky wheel is oiled. Gets there faster? No.
No.
What is
You're
it?
So close.
The squeaky wheel gets the cheese. Squeaky wheel needs oil?
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Oh.
Yeah. So you were almost there.
That doesn't make sense. Why does it get
the
it?
The squeaky wheel gets the cheese.
A good mechanic should.
Why does it get cheese?
I don't know, Jess.
Okay. Those who live in glass houses.
They shouldn't be throwing stones.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a star.
Finally, don't cry over...
Spilt milk.
Yes. So I reckon, look, 6 out of 7 ain't bad. I'll give you that.
Why does the squeaky wheel get the oil?
Because, like, if it's squeaking, it will get the oil.
Yeah, but
right?
My brakes have been squeaking for months and I haven't done anything about it.
It's like always...
It's not a God-given right to get the
those
oil.
Those who voice their complaints will, you know, get the loudest, get the most attention. Like,
yeah, when the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
The cheese.
Yeah, the cheese. I feel like that was all. That was kindergarten level.
Do you want me to up the ante
tomorrow? Can we up the ante?
Okay,
because
all right.
That was child's play.
You didn't even get all of them.
Yeah, well, that's how the teddy bears get their biscuits, Jess.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Want to have a chat about something that We mostly do. Maybe you have a bath, more likely to have a bath. But I want to talk about shower time.
Oh, sure.
What does shower time look like for you? Is it sacred time? Is it Jess time? Or is it like, I just get this done quick. I just need to get out of the house.
Mornings are quick. Evenings, I can take my time a little bit longer.
All right. You haven't got like that Kevin Rudd little time sand.
No, I had one of those for
make sure
years.
You have a short shower.
Yeah, you know, usually it's like, you know, a song or two.
Song or two? You have music in the shower? Oh, because of the brain. Yeah. Can't have silence.
I can't be alone with my thoughts, Tim. No. Please. Yuck.
Shower time, really, I have one or two types of shower. One is whether my son's at daycare or he's asleep and it's like...
Hey, luxurious.
We're in no rush. Yeah. I might wash my hair today. This is crazy. and the other one is...
Has your showers gotten longer since your hair's gotten longer?
Yeah, you can't just use like a 5-cent coin of conditioner now. No. I've got to work it through the hair. No one taught me
about
this.
You got a shower comb?
A shower comb?
Yeah, you should get into that.
Okay, I'll Google it later. it's either like a, all right, yeah, I'll take my time here, whatever. Mm. Or it's a... You're having breakfast, you've got him, or I'll jump in the shower. I'll literally, if I just get both armpits, that's fine.
I'll wet my whole body and I'll exit the shower. Yeah.
Do you face towards the shower head or away from the shower head? That's what I want to do today on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
I feel like we all do a little bit of both.
Oh, but like there's a 95% of your shower time is spent facing one direction. And then you turn around if you're washing hair, you want to wash your face or whatever. Maybe those kind of things.
Like, I would say probably predominantly facing away from the shower head.
That surprises me for you.
But if I'm trying really hard not to wet my hair, I'll probably turn around.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. I've seen a lot of feedback online that for people with longer hair, more likely to face the shower and face the taps because they don't want to get their hair wet. But for me, like my whole life has been. I have tried the last 2 days facing the shower head for the majority of my shower.
Yeah.
Nah. Really feel weird about it.
It also depends on the orientation, I think, of your shower. See, like, you step in sideways into my shower.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter which way I'm facing. The shower is always either on my left or, like, the exit is always on my left or right. I feel like if the exit is in front of you, I wouldn't want to turn around.
So you'd be more likely to face...
outwards and look at the doorway.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the orientation affects which way I shower.
No one's standing sideways. I know that for a fact.
That's true.
That'd be wild.
Like, I just prefer my right-hand side.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I know that, like, scientifically, females can handle hotter temperatures than males. Like, that's a proven thing. But sometimes, like, when my wife's skin is, like, red raw. I'm like, I think maybe you need to turn it down. I don't think, like, you.
My husband's always yelling at me for that.
The oven's on preheat and we've started, the chicken's cooked.
Or if I come out of the shower and he's like, oh, just leave it running, I'm going to pop in, he'll jump in and have. Like,
yeah.
Immediately.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5, which is probably the better way to be facing in the shower. Melinda in Ocean Grove, what do you feel about this? Is it facing to or from?
From.
Okay, so
away
facing
from
away.
The taps.
You
okay.
Like it.
What is it about facing away from the taps, Melinda?
I don't know. I just like the water being hot on my back, not on my face.
Yeah. Hey, that's fair. Yeah. Yes.
Well, because you know what you use with your face to do? Breathe.
Yes.
So you don't want to be that just getting peppered with water.
That's true.
The entire time. that's a good start. All right, Sam in Armstrong Creek. How do you feel about it? Is it facing the taps or facing away?
Definitely facing away because you have the shower head high up. So if you're facing it, you're just getting like it all in your grill all the time. Yeah. No one wants that.
Yeah.
No,
there's nothing worse actually, you know, after you go to the pool and the pool showers, like they haven't got like the head, you can't move it. It's locked in, and I'm short, so
it just goes over your head.
It literally is. It sprays me straight in the face. I can't change the angle. It's terrible.
Sam, have you ever like just for fun, like just thought, hey, I'm just gonna go this whole shower facing the taps, or would that be a madman thing to do?
No, I tried it once because I wanted to be like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z, but it was not good.
What a reference.
I don't understand the reference.
It's okay. I don't have the time to explain
enough.
It to you, but that's okay. Marley and Marshall, you're also facing away from the taps. You think there's no other way?
No, there's no other way. You just face away from the taps. You look out. You do your thing. You don't face the doors, nothing like that. Well, no one's coming to get you.
You don't know that, Marley.
Well, I'm fairly certain I lock my doors, but...
All right.
And you can't turn around and face it because, well, what are you doing, waterboarding yourself?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty general consensus, Tim, that it's away from the tap, right?
Well, because I've had a shower where it's come from the ceiling and I still will lean away from... the taps.
Yes.
So it's still, even if it's coming down, I will face away from the water.
Bloody da, rain shower over here.
Yeah, I definitely, when I built it in my rental, I thought, this is a great idea. The landlord won't be upset with me for building this bathroom.
Look, I did say that we had a general consensus, Tim, but I think Vanessa from Torquay, you are bucking this trend. There is a way that you face in the shower that I think is going to send Tim spiraling.
Yes, well, I do agree that away from the shower head when I'm washing my hair and enjoying, you know, just the rainfall feeling. And then I'm forward facing when I'm not washing my hair. So keeping it as dry as possible. However, Tim, I do stand sideways in the shower when I'm washing my face because I've got a little mirror there.
She's a sideways girly, too. Mm. Is it left or right, Vanessa?
So I actually turn my body to the left, and there's a little mirror on the side of the shower so that when I'm washing my face, I can make sure I've got all the little
suds and stuff.
Yeah.
The left side of Vanessa is way cleaner than the right.
I was
going to
say, one of your shoulders would be just absolutely beautiful, and the other would just be haggard, covered in dirt.
Look, you got to rotate and like even up the shoulders, so...
Okay. I did not think we were going to get a sideways person, but here we are.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, you've brought to the show your constant need to have a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't be not doing anything.
I like to try new things and then I commit to them fully for like a few weeks or months and then I...
And financially commit to them as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get all the gear.
My husband likes to remind me about the sewing machine that I've had sitting in our house for 2 years untouched.
Are you looking forward to the reminder of the golf clubs that you bought and have not used since you purchased them?
He also got them, so...
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
You're also a failure. I'm in the process of having the gear, getting involved in gear.
Yep.
But I'm really happy with how much I've utilized it. So about a week ago, my wife and I got bikes.
Ah, yes.
This has been something my wife's always been big into bikes. Like, I'm not talking like cycling on the road. This is like casual bike riding.
Wasn't it like a year ago that you sold your bikes?
Oh, I sold it before we moved to Geelong because I was like, we don't ride these bikes. And the bike that I had, I'd bought online really cheap, put it together myself. Never just felt safe.
Fair enough.
A bike, I want to feel safe.
When you're
safe.
Fanging down the highway, you definitely want to feel safe.
So we got some bikes, got this like the seat on the back for our son, Jack. And we've been, I'll tell you what. I think I've ridden more kilometres on my bike in the last week than driven in my car. I've gone bike bonanza.
I have heard you talk about dropping your son Jack off at his daycare on the bike. You told me that you bought a Woolies bag so that you could go and pick up the shopping.
It's easier.
On the
bike. It's easier to get
is
shopping.
It?
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
It is.
You've even said to me, you know what, I might start riding to work.
No, that'll be I want to do that before the end of the year.
You told me you're considering doing the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race. It's been a week.
Just the people's ride. I decided I want to do the people's ride on the first ride of the bike.
Sure.
And again, not a road bike. This is for footpaths, casual, just, you know, cycling.
It's a little
around.
Pushy.
A little pushy. It's like we saved up for a while because we wanted to, if we're going to get bikes, again, bikes are like an investment thing. Like we're not just going to use it for a year. Like hopefully this is going to be something we have for a very long time. So got a bike that has like hydraulic, it's either brakes or springs. I don't know.
I love
but
that you
like,
paid extra for this and you haven't known.
No, he paid less because
there
was a sale on. The guy was like, I had my, like, you know how for no reason you're like, I want, like, whether it's your golf club, like, I want that. And then the guy was like, well, this one's better and cheaper. And I was like, whatever, man. Sure. If that's what you want to, get your agenda, if you want
to
get your.
This guy just wants to get rid of this
your
bike.
Your commission, sure, bro. I'm starting to, I think I'm going a bit overboard because
have
now.
Have you bought the bike pants?
No, I'm not.
Have you
it's
got
not,
like a little bike
lycra.
Outfit?
It's not lycra.
No lycra?
I'm just worried that any time now I'm thinking of going anywhere, my first instance is, can I bike there?
Sure.
I
You have been. We're going away this weekend with some friends.
I won't be cycling there.
You've
I
been trying you. To get the bikes out on the tour.
I'm like, well, if we bring them over, I think you know everyone would have a bit
never,
of fun.
You never know.
Bit of a bike around. I think I had a bit of a moment where I was like, I need to go to the shops. I need like it's like those small things. You know, I need to get like a few cans of diced tomatoes. I need to get some fruit. On the way back, I need to get fuel. I rode my bike to the shops and I went, hang on. Can't get the fuel.
That's fair.
I'm not in the car. And this is where I'm
pick up a jerry can, strap it to the back wheel.
Yeah, it's not necessarily more convenient. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And I guess
you're looking trim.
It's all right, calm down. I've been riding for a week, Jess. Thank you very much though. And yeah, I'm all about safety. I'm all about things that are gonna help me, whether it's like a nice thing for me to put my keys in because I don't want them to fall out of my pocket or like I'm worried that I'm going to teeter because is this my entry into like road cycling?
I think you haven't gone overboard until you fully commit and buy the Lycra. I think if you're...
But that's not the type of bike that I have.
If you're throwing the Lycra on and going for a ride just for fun, then you've gone overboard.
But for me, again, and I'm sorry if you're a part of the cycling community because I will torture you right now.
Oh, here we go.
What a wild hobby to get into. Imagine your partner comes home to you and they're like, yeah. I think you're getting into road cycling. And they're like, that's awesome. How much money do you think you need to like set yourself up? You're like $8,000 minimum. That's what that's not a world that I live in to be able to
Tim,
do that.
I feel like give it a week and you're going to be like, look at these cycling gloves I just bought myself.
I have noticed my thumbs are getting sore.
I knew it.
Not the worst idea.
Oh, thanks guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.